A short week, what with the POTUS holiday, but lots to cover. First, the Financial Times piece about finance versus physics. There's fun stuff in there. High-frequency traders butting up against the limitations of data transmission speeds is fascinating stuff. Building shortwave radio towers out in the sticks and efforts shrouded in mystery. What's not to dig? Well, I'll tell you what's not to dig. The tone of the piece that somehow implies investors not knowing about the activities of HFTers, not knowing about market microstructure and whatnot is both bad and new. Sure, the high-speed computing angle might be unapproachable to Joe Main Street, and I'm not saying that's great or that I understand, but does that matter if he gets his better fill, tighter spread, lower fee, whatever, and goes home happy? There has always been something not to know. Did retailers with a commodity broker in 1985 know exactly what the heck them nuts in the pits were frantically shouting and gesticulating about? I kinda doubt it. Now, there's a blog series back this week that I don't have any beef with, Alphacution's Hiding in Plain Sight series. The post covered details gleaned from 13F and X17A5 filings from big liquidity providers, and they're super illuminating. The series offers a peek behind the curtain at the wonderful wizards of markets and their trading activities. So yes, there will be cool coverage of the DRWs and Susquehannas of the world, but what I'm really intrigued by are the bluefins, walleyes, and simplexes of the biz, people with big flow who are much more off-grid. And you know the types, firms with sparse but slick websites featuring little illuminating information. Now, a brief trip to India. Notional turnover in India's derivatives contracts has increased by 2.5 times in the last 2 years. Now that, my friends, is nifty. Now, also nifty, MIAX, a sponsor, launched Spikes Options Trading with Citadel Securities as a specialist, and I've been seeing some trades cross the tape. As mentioned before, vol product competition will be a slow burn story, so I'll be checking in from time to time about all that. Also this week, lots of personnel moves. Big equity derivatives names use the industry's often used revolving door, and there were also reports of some huge cuts in the works at some of Europe's biggest banks due to Q4 trading results, which were, pretty uniformly as Janet Jackson would say, nasty. So yeah, at first low vol is a reason why you can't make any money, and now a quarter that saw plenty of trading days with the VIX north of 20 is a reason you underperformed. So come on, y'all Marie Antoinettes, you can't be having that cake and eating it too. You need some new excuses. And now, this week, the reversion to lower volatility. VIX, as of this taping, south of 14. BAML's move index, a treasury vol measure, nearly hit a record low this week. So who wants to bet the next round of cruddy trading results are going to get pinned on vol or lack thereof? I got five on it.